On October the 31st, world population is projected to reach a record 7 billion. A billion more than only 13 years ago and 6 billion more than the early 1800s. This milestone will be marked by achievements, setbacks and paradoxes. While much of the world will be focusing on numbers on this date, the State of World Population Report 2011, People and Possibilities in a World of 7 Billion, explores some of those paradoxes facing the world from the perspective of individuals. Our record population size can be viewed in many ways as a success for humanity, but not everyone has benefited from the achievements nor the higher quality of life that this might imply. I'm joined by Jacqueline Mahon, Senior Policy Advisor, Global Health and Health Systems with the United Nations Population Fund. Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. It's a great pleasure to be here.
So this is looking at the graph and thinking that on the 31st, we will actually touch that 7 billion mark.
Yes, projecting from July of 2010 to 2011 to July 2012, midpoint, yes.
But there's no way of knowing who the 7 billionth baby will be.
No, there's no way of knowing. What we're suggesting is that each country, you know, identify a baby and that baby be one of the 7 billion.
One of the 7 billion. Yes. The report provides a snapshot of how China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Finland, India, Mexico, Mozambique, Nigeria, and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, how they are faring. Different challenges for each. Let's be counterintuitive, first of all. Finland, they're not reproducing themselves.
Yes, they have the low fertility and it is below replacement, which is 2.1. And they have an aging population.
So who's going to pay the bills for, as the taxpayers get too old to work? Who's going to pay for them, for their medical services and so on?
These are challenges that countries have to face and they have to plan for now. All countries have aging populations, whether they be a country which has high fertility and a young population. That young population will eventually get old. So we have to plan and countries have to plan. And the report is a call to action to start planning and to ensure that the social security systems are in place so that old people and, you know, people who are aging can live in dignity.
Some countries, as you said, have soaring fertility rates and therefore they might need family planning services to even out that graph a bit. But they're also looking at burgeoning populations who will be workers and consumers in the short to medium term. Unless they keep on that high fertility rate, though, they'll run up against the problem of Finland, won't they?
Segment 1.
On October the 31st, world population is projected to reach a record 7 billion. A billion more than only 13 years ago and 6 billion more than the early 1800s. This milestone will be marked by achievements, setbacks and paradoxes. While much of the world will be focusing on numbers on this date, the State of World Population Report 2011, People and Possibilities in a World of 7 Billion, explores some of those paradoxes facing the world from the perspective of individuals. Our record population size can be viewed in many ways as a success for humanity, but not everyone has benefited from the achievements nor the higher quality of life that this might imply.
Segment 2.
I'm joined by Jacqueline Mahon, Senior Policy Advisor, Global Health and Health Systems with the United Nations Population Fund. Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. It's a great pleasure to be here.
So this is looking at the graph and thinking that on the 31st, we will actually touch that 7 billion mark.
Yes, projecting from July of 2010 to 2011 to July 2012, midpoint, yes.
But there's no way of knowing who the 7 billionth baby will be.
No, there's no way of knowing. We're suggesting is that each country, you know, identify a baby and that baby be one of the 7 billion.
Segment 3.
The report provides a snapshot of how China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Finland, India, Mexico, Mozambique, Nigeria and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, how they are faring. Different challenges for each. Let's be counterintuitive, first of all. Finland, they're not reproducing themselves.
Yes, they have the low fertility, and it is below replacement, which is 2.1, and they have an aging population. So yes, they have.
So who's going to pay the bills for, as the taxpayers get too old to work? Who's going to pay for them, for their medical services and so on?
These are challenges that countries have to face and they have to plan for now.
Segment 4.
All countries have aging populations, whether they be a country which has high fertility and a young population. That young population will eventually get old. So we have to plan and countries have to plan. And the report is a call to action to start planning and to ensure that the social security systems are in place so that old people and, you know, people who are aging can live in dignity.
Some countries, as you said, have soaring fertility rates and therefore they might need family planning services to even out that graph a bit. But they're also looking at burgeoning populations who will be workers and consumers in the short to medium term. Unless they keep on that high fertility rate, though, they'll run up against the problem of Finland, won't they?